Hi, I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off. Give me a call, won't you? The winner takes it all. Takes it all tonight. Have you entered the contest? Well, we've got all the technology. Is ending the show before it even begins? Yeah, be quiet. Hi there, I'm Marlena, and this is the night that the winner will take it all. Of course, I don't know, with the gremlins in my technology, she's still going on. Stop her. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to be a great night. We've had some major technical glitches, none of which do I want to bore you with. But all of which mean that all the carefully laid plans of how we were going to do the program and so forth are just slightly rearranged. But hey, we can live with slightly rearranged, right? We are going to draw the winner for the M-Power tonight. And I hope you are ready. Before we do that, though, I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. My phone wires are inexplicably, do you like that word? Inexplicably crossed. So when I have someone on the guest line, they're also on the caller line, which is pretty bizarre. So I'm going to have to make a call here, right here, and bring on our guest first.
Hi.
Do you always say hi when you come on?
Well, it depends on whether I'm feeling high or not.
Oh, are you echoing?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. Well, we hope you won't. As I was just saying to the listeners, of course, everyone knows this voice, but as I was just saying to the listeners, my phone lines are inexplicably crossed. Do you like that word?
That's live radio for you, isn't it?
Yeah. My heart is pounding, my palms are sweating, and I'm not even one of the finalists in the darn contest.
Well, there you go, you see. I guess there's some karma in all of that.
I guess there is. I definitely guess that there is. Well, we are talking, of course, with Jonathan Mosen, who is representing tonight the Humanware group, the folks who have so generously donated a voice note M-Power to ACB Radio. And tonight we're going to do the drawing. We're going to make the call. And but before we do all that, we'll just keep them on the edge of their seats a little longer. How's it going, Jonathan?
Yeah, well, it's going very well. It's a pretty and I am echoing, by the way, but I'll try and ignore it. It's a pretty warm Sunday night here in Texas, and makes a bit of a change.
I bet, yes, because you're used to it being wintertime in New Zealand, right?
That's right. So yes, and it's particularly warm in this part of West Texas. You know, it gets well into the 30 degrees Celsius.
Wow. Wow, 30, oh dear, that is warm. That is indeed.
Is. Yeah.
Oh, I think I may have fixed your echo problem.
Oh, yeah, no, you haven't, but that's all right. Oh. I'll just try and keep persevering.
Okay, well, you see, the problem is that, well, never mind. Anyway, keep persevering. So let's talk a little bit about the M-Power. We've all been talking about the M-Power for weeks and weeks, and I am just delighted to be a user of the M-Power. But how's it going with it around the world? What are people saying? What's the buzz?
I have never seen anything like this. You know, it was really exciting when we launched the Brown Oak PPA a year ago because it still is the world's smallest integrated PDA for the blind. But with the Empower, obviously, we've taken the whole feature set to a new level, and people are just really excited about it. And I think also what's captured people's excitement is the upgrade, the transplant program that we have in place for existing users, because that really is something that I think has set a benchmark for the industry now, and that you can pay just the cost of what it costs to get you a new board and the new keyboard and all the other components of the Braille Note Empower, but you keep your Braille display, which is the most expensive component in the machine.
And tell us a little bit about how that works. Who is eligible to look into the implant, or as I call it, the transplant list? Who's eligible, and how do they get more information about that?
Anyone is eligible. If you've got a Braille Note, even if you were one of the first to buy one back in 2000, you are eligible to have the transplant. And what we do is we just ask you to send your Braille Note in at the appropriate time. The first thing to do is get your name on the list, of course, and you do that by contacting your local HumanWare office in the United States. That's at 1-800-722-3393. Thank you. You have fixed it.
It won't stay fixed, trust me.
All right, I can't tell you how much easier it is to talk now. you get on that list by calling, and when your number comes up, as it were, and we start doing these transplants from the 1st of October, then at that point you send your Braille Note into us, and we give you essentially a brand-new Braille Note. We just take your Braille display out of the Braille Note you had and put it into a new Braille Note Empower. And this Braille display technology is expensive. I think all of the vendors look for ways to lower that cost, but at the moment it certainly is the single most expensive component. And we figured that, well, since the Braille display technology we have is perfectly fine, that's one part of the machinery we haven't changed in the Empower, why make people buy a new one when they've got a perfectly good one?
Yeah, that really, from the customer angle, has very much been appreciated out in the field, for sure, as one who's working in this field now and actually selling these things and other things to people. It's been a great boon, for sure. Let's see. I'm going to turn to the chat room here and bring Dave into the mix. And I know that Dave has a few things that he wants to say to you from ACB Radio. And while I'm doing that, I will have Gary the board guy come in and give to me the telephone number of the winner that I'm going to call. So, Dave, are you there? We'll wait for Dave.
I am indeed, and a very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi to Jonathan, and hello to, of course, yourself, Marlena. I'm not going to say a great deal, and if I sound like I'm slurring, that's because I was stung this morning by a bee in the mouth. It was quite an experience. And it's actually quite painful to talk at the moment, so
yeah.
I won't be doing too much of that. I simply wanted to say a huge thank you to Jonathan Mosen and all the team at HumanWare for approaching ACB Radio and working with us on this promotion to allow an ACB Radio listener to have the fantastic opportunity to win a product such as the Voice Note Empower. And I think it's probably true to say it's the largest single prize that we've ever offered on ACB Radio, and certainly people have had a sustained interest in our contest, which we devised and ran throughout the month of July. And to perhaps tell us a little bit more about the contest and how you were a part of it, and how you guys week after week tuned into ACB Radio to get the next question in order to qualify to get yourselves into a position where you stood a chance of winning the product. I'm going to turn it over to Rachel Bader, our ACB Radio Promotions Coordinator.
Rachel, welcome to Marlena, and say hello to Jonathan. And Jonathan, this is all, of course, coming out of the Our Place chat room. So, Rachel, you've got the talking stick. Go for it. Tell us about this contest and when did it start, and kind of how did it all come to be? And you are the promotions coordinator, and you think up all these groovy things. I wish I had your deck talk, Jonathan. Oh, groovy. Groovy.
<Yeah. laughs>
So let's turn it over to Rachel and give her an opportunity to say a few words to you as well. Go ahead, Rachel.
Marlena, Jonathan, and everybody. Yeah, I wish I had been able to take the credit for thinking up this groovy contest. I have to say also, being part of ACB Radio, I really also appreciate the fact that we were able to work with HumanWare, partner up with Jonathan and HumanWare on this, because it's been quite the fun contest. But I've also been using an Empower as well lately, so I know what's at stake here, and I know what some lucky person is going to win. And basically what the lucky people or person had to do in order to win this contest was, throughout the whole month of July, we kicked this off at the ACB convention, or during the ACB convention, rather. Throughout the whole month of July, people had to work for this now. We weren't going to make it too easy on them. They had to answer questions, one question per week, which aired on ACB Radio, about the Empower. They had to correctly email that answer in for 4 weeks. And then once the month of July was complete and we had all the entries, all those people who submitted 4 entries, which those entries being correct answers for the Empower contest, then became qualified to win the Voice Note Empower. And the last question was a question where they would say what they were going to do with the Empower. And that kind of leads us up to where we are tonight with a bunch of people who have qualified and one very lucky person who is going to walk away, so to speak, with a Voice Note Empower.
Well, we're delighted at HumanWare to be associated with ACB Radio in this way. When we were doing the development work on the Empower, and we noticed that with the version of CE we were using, Windows CE, that by default, Windows Media Player for Windows CE does not include support for streaming MP3 of the kind that ACB Radio offers. And I said to the development guys, we've got to take whatever time it takes to do our own technology to make the Brown Note Empower work with ACB Radio, because it's such an important part of the blind community, and that if we offer any kind of streaming, people will want ACB Radio. So we were actually able to develop our own streaming MP3 player that's integrated into our media center, specifically because we wanted to offer full support for ACB Radio. And when I heard ACB Radio coming out of the Brown Note Empower for the first time, I thought, look, let's use some of our marketing budget to make a Voice Note Empower available on ACB Radio and celebrate together, HumanWare and ACB Radio, the fact that we're making ACB Radio so much more portable and on the go and listenable all over the place. You know, if you're fortunate enough, for example, to have one of these unlimited data plans on a mobile phone, or you can connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot at an airport or a cafe, there are all sorts of places that you can listen to ACB Radio now, or you can download on-demand content, of course, and take it with you. You could download the podcast version of the program and then synchronize it over to your Empower. So we're just delighted to be able to celebrate the technological innovation that the Empower represents by doing this contest.
Well, and we are delighted to be able to participate in this. How did the Empower get its name?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you'll probably know, Marlena, that when you develop a new product like this, lots of people come up with all sorts of wacky ideas for product names. But I've been really inspired and quite humbled. I've had the privilege to travel around the world and meet Brown Note users in all sorts of places. And what I noticed was that people are using Brown Notes and Voice Notes in all walks of life. I think probably the most high-powered, to use that kind of term, person I met using a Brown Note is somebody who's on the equivalent of the Supreme Court in South Africa, who writes judgments and keeps case law and everything on their brow note. But even people who are working with church groups in a voluntary capacity, self-help organizations making a real difference in people's lives. And what it always boiled down to was that the brow note was empowering them to work efficiently. And that's always been the hallmark of the brow note success, that because we're not encumbered by a graphical user interface that was designed for sighted people, we've designed our own interface that was designed for blind people, and that is empowering, and that's why so many power users who care about efficiency have opted for the brow note. And so this term empowering kept coming up, and so I ended up calling it the brow note empower. It's kind of like a play on words. The M also stands for mobile power.
Great. Well, I of course heard you talking with Dave on Main Menu when you first released Empower, and is it really true that mine was the first program that the Empower heard?
Yeah, and actually I should tell you, not only that, but I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago when you invited me on the program to talk briefly about Russell Smith, that he had always kept up with products that we were doing, even though he was the CEO of what is now a very large company. And he allocated about an hour and a half or so of his time for me to take him through the Brow Note Empower and show him how it works so that he could feel competent going on to the floor. He was at the NFB convention this year and showing it to people so he could give the sales guys a hand, because that's the kind of man that Russell was. And we were in his office on a Monday afternoon, New Zealand time, and I was showing him the streaming, and I brought up ACB Radio Mainstream, and there you were, and he recognized your voice.
Oh, that's very fun. That's very fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it had been my original intent that you would be on the line as we call the winner, but unfortunately my what was the word I used? I don't remember. Anyway, my lines are crossed here, and so I can only do one line at a time. But,
right.
If you will stay tuned, maybe you'll call back in. And
yeah, sure. You know, or I wonder, does it work if I go in the chat room?
Well, you know what? Hey, now, there's a plan. Why don't you go in the chat room?
Why don't I go in the chat room?
Why don't you... You
which
gotta love.
Room are you all in? Are y'all in?
Y'all? Well, we're
y'all
at we're at www.
Oh, I know that, but which room? Because like you've got
speakeasy.
Speakeasy. Okay.
That's
fine.
Speakeasy room.
There.
All right.
I'm trying to learn the language now. You see.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say y'all.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn the language too. So I'm just
gonna
punt.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I will go in there, and you can feel free to call on me whenever you
call
want
on me.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you in the chat room.
Okay, Marlena.
Okay,
good luck.
Jonathan. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Oh boy, the pressure is mounting on me and my technology, kids. All right. I want to turn back to the chat room. I know you guys who entered this contest, you're saying, come on, we want to know. We want to know, did we win? Who won? Who won? And I want to go back to Dave here for just a minute. Perhaps Dave can kind of expand from where Rachel left off and tell us, so what happens after people answered the questions for the 4 weeks, and then how did we get to where we are tonight? Take it on, Dave. And we'll just wait for Dave here.
Essentially, there were 4 questions, the first 3 of which were multiple choice questions. And each week we focused in on one of the new features, a particular aspect of the Empower. So we looked at the media activity, etc. The week 4 question was a little bit more interesting in the sense that it wasn't multiple choice, and that in fact it was an open-ended question which invited listeners to describe how they would use a voice note empire to listen to ACB Radio? How would a listener, what innovative and imaginative ways would a listener think of that they would be using their voice note empire to make that happen? And, you know, where, you know, what are the most interesting places that people would take take the product and perhaps chime in? Jonathan's already offered up a few suggestions. And essentially, in order for us to consider the week four answer, we would look at the people who answered weeks one, two, and three correctly, you see. So we were then left with a list of people, of the qualifiers, the people who stuck with the contest right the way through, and we whittled it down, the process of elimination, based on the people that answered the questions from week one correctly and the questions from week two correctly and the question from week three correctly, and then who had sent in an entry for the week four. So we had a list of ideas from listeners about how they would use their voice note empire. And Rachel Bader collected and collated all of that data and sent it on over to me as an email, and it was literally just a list. Number one, and then the answer that somebody gave. Number two, and the answer that somebody else gave. So I had absolutely no idea who those people were. And essentially, I read through all of the entries, and we cogitated a bit, and we found three that we liked, that we really liked, that we thought were the most outstanding. And so those three were our finalists, and those were number 8, number 13, and number 14. And so very shortly, when you say the word, Marlena, we will reveal which of the those three. And it's still very anonymous. I'm not giving anything away just yet.
All right. Thank you, Dave. And I don't normally spend a lot of time here in the chat room, but I want to say a special hello to Shannon Reese and bring her into this conversation. She doesn't know I'm going to do this. But Shannon Reese won the Voice Note Empower at the ACB convention. And Shannon, I wonder if you will have any words of wisdom for the winner of the Voice Note Empower, all of whom, the contest participants, I'm sure all of whom are sitting on the edges of their chairs right now, biting their nails. It's like you're at the racetrack. Will your horse win or will it not? But you've been using the Voice Note Empower now, Shannon, for a month or more, thereabouts. And I wonder what your thoughts are about it, and if you've got any words of wisdom for whomever is going to be our lucky winner tonight. Good evening, Shannon.
Good evening. All I can say about it, and I'm going to make it brief because I'm sure you all are about to murder us all by now, but the Empower is F-U-N, fun. You will also get a couple of headaches, and you will call someone who is more advanced than you and say, I'm going to scream. Trust me, because Rachel Bader knows this, because I did it today. But it's fun, and, you know, I've got, my husband was sweet. He got a wireless router just so I could be on the Internet. We had a good router, and we have a good router, and it works, but I wanted to be on the Internet, so we got a wireless router. And all I can say is wireless is cool, and my next goal, now that I have my home wireless up and running, is I'm going to go to a hotspot, and I'm going to send Rachel an email, and I'm going to listen to ACB radio from a hotspot, and I'm going to surf the net from a hotspot, and that's my next goal. And we have to go to a bookstore anyway because my daughter ordered a book, and they've got free wireless internet, and I'm going to bring my Empower, and I'm going to do it.
Oh, that's great. You know, I was demonstrating the Empower to a potential customer earlier this week, a very young child, and I found a website, Shannon, and if I think of it, in fact, drop me an email and bug me and remind me, I found a website where you can listen to children's stories and read the story in Braille on the Empower at the same time. So the site streams the spoken word story, and the Braille text. You can scroll along if you can, if you have the Braille, or if not, with the, you know, the voice note, of course, you could hear the text spoken. But the fact is that you could sit down with your little ones and your Empower and all listen to cool stories. So, Dave, let's go back. Well, before I go to Dave, let's go to Rachel. Rachel, how are you feeling? You got the same butterflies in your tummy that I've got in mine about revealing this winner. Go over to Rachel.
I am so looking forward to this. And like I said to you a couple weeks ago, this is the most fun part of my job as promotions coordinator. You know, it makes all the hard work pay off. You know, I had the tons of emails. I mean, we had a lot of entries and a lot of interest in this contest. And, so, you know, collecting all those emails and sorting everything out, thank God for view tools in Outlook, definitely. But it's just, I'm really excited to be giving this thing away because, as I said before, I use an Empower, and I just love it. You know, I wouldn't go anywhere without it, probably. So somebody is going to be really lucky, and I'm really excited for the winner. So I can't wait to let them know they won.
All right, Dave, it's time. Who is the number? What is the number? Is it 42? No, wait. You said 8, 13, and 14. I would think 42 would be a good number, but I bet we've got a better number than 42 tonight on ACB Radio. And what would that number be?
We have got a lucky number for somebody this evening. And you're right, Marlena, the number is either 8, 13, or 14. And all will be revealed once we get our winner on the line, and we will read their week 4 answer. And I can tell you now, I'm in a position to tell you that it is not number 8. And on this occasion, 13 is unlucky for somebody. It's number 14, Marlena. Let's get number 14 on the line.
All right. Let me lock down the chat room, and we're going to get number 14 on the line. Number 14. Gosh, I hope I dialed the right number. My hands are shaking. All right, here. Let me do this again. Okay. Yes, indeed. Here we go. Number 14.
Hello?
Number 14. Are you number 14?
Me?
Are you number 14?
14? How could... Am I number 14?
Pam Quinn, am I speaking with the one?
Oh, my God.
The
I
only...
can't believe it. I actually won this?
This is Marlena with ACB Radio.
Oh, man.
And if you'll just hold on 1 minute, we're going to bring Jonathan Mosen in here. Jonathan, come on in and meet Pam Quinn of Iowa, who is number 14.
Well, hello, Pam. It's fantastic to talk to you. And
yes,
on behalf of
yes,
HumanWare, congratulations on winning the Voice Note Empower. It's a product
it.
I know you'll get years of use of, and we're delighted that it's going to Iowa because, as far as I'm concerned, that's the best darn steak in the whole wide world, and now you've got the best darn note taker there is as well. So warmest congratulations on behalf of HumanWare.
You. I can't believe this. I never win anything.
Well,
I never win anything. Oh, this is wonderful. I feel like I won the lottery.
Well, you have won the Voice Note Empower.
Oh.
And I'm going to try here. I need to lock the chat room window here just a sec. And there we go. So now
this is just unbelievable. I can't believe this.
So,
I really can't.
Well, I'm just delighted for you, and let me read your winning entry. Pam said in her week number 4, No need to leave ACB radio behind when traveling. With a voice note Empower as a companion, ACB radio is waiting at every hot spot. So you got it, ma'am.
Oh, you can bet I will, too.
And I will pass on your email details to Jonathan, and we'll double check with Pam, as you know, if you've been listening, we've been having some phone difficulty here, so
I heard that.
We wanted to have Jonathan on the line and be able to interact with you directly, but he's in the chat room, so we will pass on your email details to him. But stand by, because I have a feeling that Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, might like to have a word to say to you. So
okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, stand by, and Dave, you pick it up.
Well done, Pam. Congratulations. And
we're really
thrilled. And I know how much you really wanted to win this. And I had no idea that it was your entry. As I say, Rachel sent me the list, and I picked that out. I love the idea of ACB radio waiting at every wireless hotspot. And of course, wireless Wi-Fi is becoming more and more available. I was away over the weekend, and the apartment where I was staying, I was able to get online using wireless, and it's a fantastic technology, and it's something that both Jonathan and I have really wanted to free people from their computers and to allow people to listen
great.
To ACB radio.
John, get me my cordless phone from the bed. I can't hear it.
So congratulations, well done. And
I didn't realize it came down to three
you,
at the end.
He can't hear you yet.
Get on with your voice note Empower, and you receive it through the post.
All right, and just so that Pam knows, when they're talking from the chat room, they can't hear you.
It's, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead and repeat what you just said about you didn't realize.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it came down to three finalists at the very end. I just thought that when I got the email saying that I was one of the finalists, I figured one of like 100 and something. I didn't realize it was one of three. Wow.
Well, let's give Rachel Bader, our promotions director, a chance to congratulate you as well. She's also in the chat room. Come on over to the mic, Rach. It's your turn to have the talking stick.
Hi, Pam. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so cool. There's only one way to say it. It's just cool. Congratulations on winning. I'm really happy for you, and I know that it sounds like you're going to get a lot of use out of that Empower. You know, one of the features of the Empower, as well as listening to ACB radio, you can multitask. So, you know, you can send all those emails and read and do all kinds of fun stuff. And if you're listening to Interactive, you can email us with requests. I mean, there's any number of things you can do with this Empower. So I hope you thoroughly enjoy it, and congratulations again. I know you worked hard for it. Everybody who entered this contest, they stuck with us for 4 weeks. And I have to say, there was a lot of back and forth talk on the list about people missing questions. And I didn't hear that question, and how am I going to win the Empower if I don't get this question? I mean, there were some people that were really concerned about that, you know, so this was something that was very much sought after, and people really wanted to win this, and everybody, thank you to everybody who entered this Empower contest, and everybody who stuck with it. We appreciate your listenership of ACB Radio, and you just happened to be the lucky person that stuck with it and actually won it, so congratulations again. Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and Pam, before I let you go, I'm going to hopefully, if the technology lets me do it, play something that might sound a little familiar to you. Let's hope we can get this to work.
Okay. Oh, hi, this is Pam Quinn. I'm calling from Iowa. I've never called in before. I must say I made a major leap in technology since the last time I heard you on the air. I now have gone from dial-up to wireless internet, high speed. Oh, I'm loving that, I'll tell you.
The winner takes it all. the loser standing small.
And I wanted to offer my condolences too for Russell Smith. What a contribution he did make, and will continue to make, because I'm sure many more exciting things will, you know, will come from the Empower, although it's hard to imagine at the moment what, you know, what more can there be, but I'm sure there will be. And I hope my name is somewhere near the top in those in the drawing.
Well, it wasn't somewhere near the top, Ms. Pam. It was at the top. And many, many congratulations.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy this, I tell you.
And I will so eagerly look forward to your first call when you say to me, I'm listening to you on the Voice Note Empower.
Oh, and I will, too. I will, believe me.
Well, I will pass on your details to all the appropriate folks. And, Pam, congratulations.
And thank you, thank you, thank you.
You have a wonderful evening, number 14.
Well, thank you. That'll be my lucky number from now on.
There you go.
My Powerball number for the lottery.
There you go.
Well, who do I have to give my address to somebody, or how does that work?
Actually, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Gary, the board guy, to pick up the phone. And the moment he does, I will, oh, you know what? He can't. I've got your email address. Our phones are so badly messed up. I've got your email address, and I know Rachel has it as well. And we will send it on to, and your phone number, and we'll send that over to Jonathan, and we'll get it all worked out. And
okay.
We'll be in touch with you.
Sounds great.
All right, Pam. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Well, there you go. Let's go on over to the chat room, and we're gonna kind of open up the chat room. And how do you feel, Jonathan? I feel pretty darn good. And I'll go to Jonathan, and then kind of let Dave wrap up, and we'll ask Gary, the board guy, to open the lines so that people can call 866-666-7926, and we can talk more technology here for the next hour or so of the Marlena program, hour and 15 minutes anyway. So, Jonathan, it really feels great to give something away, doesn't it?
It feels absolutely wonderful. It's really great when it goes to someone so deserving and so appreciative. I'd like to say some thank yous too. Thanks to Dave and to Rachel and to you, Marlena, and everybody involved with ACB Radio, because I know you've been playing the questions over a period of 4 weeks and making sure they get in every show. And I know from that end of the spectrum too, of course, that there is a lot that goes into these promotions. And I think you've executed it really well. It was a very successful promotion from our point of view. So well done. But yeah, she sounded pretty pleased, and we're pleased that it's going all the way to Iowa. I hate to do this, but I just have to say, having been working with our developers on the next release of Keysoft in recent weeks, Pam was saying in that wonderful little montage that you played that it's hard to imagine what else might be done. You are going to be absolutely blown away when you see the next release of Keysoft, because there are things that are coming because of the Brownode Empower platform that really will take your breath away. But the nice thing is, for those of you who are listening who are users of the existing Brownode, we still intend developing software for that platform too, so we're not leaving anybody in the dust, and the next release of Keysoft will come out simultaneously for all versions of the Brownode. That's the Empower, the PK, and even the older versions. There'll be some variation in the functionality of the release depending on the hardware that you have, but you will all, irrespective of the version of the Brownode that you have, be getting a new release of the software.
Well, that's great, and we have a caller, and let me just remind folks that we normally have an interactive back-and-forth duplex kind of conversation, but tonight all our guests are in the chat room, so this is like a two-way radio, so I have the switch, and now, caller, hi there. Who's speaking, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Marlena. This is Dave Marthouse calling from Brookneal, Virginia. How
hey,
you doing?
Hey, Dave. How the heck are you?
Oh, well, doing good down here. Just got a kind of a technical question for Jonathan. And hello, Rachel, and everybody on ACB Mainstream this evening. My question, I'm aware of all the different suite of programs that run on the M-Power. I'm just curious, since the M-Power uses Windows CE as its basic operating system, can other Windows CE programs be run on the M-Power, or is it just the particular programs that is designed with that's built into the M-Power? I'd be curious on that. And since we're half duplex here, I'll hang up and listen to the answers from the chat room.
Ah, you're a good guy, Dave. Hey, are you still doing radio down there?
Oh, unless there was a major accident at the office, I seriously still hope so. No. Well, put it this way. As of 45 minutes ago when I left the office, yes.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
Well, listen, stay in touch with me. I would love to bring you on the show.
Oh, okay.
And, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got my address somewhere, and I've got yours drifting around my database somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I've had so many crashes of my desktop that your address is probably on the planet Uranus or something.
Okay.
So do get hold of me, and we'll let Jonathan answer your question.
Okay, good enough.
Thanks.
And Jonathan, welcome to Texas.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's bring on Jonathan. Come on in, Jonathan.
Well, the first thing I'd say is that 45 minutes is a very long time in radio, so don't count on anything, Dave. It's fantastic to hear your voice again. At the moment, the answer to your question is no. I guess an analogy I can draw is that some people buy Kurzweil 1000, for example, and it's running on a Windows machine, but for some people, the machine just boots up, you go straight into Kurzweil 1000, of course it's self-voicing, and you have a suite of tools in there. The Brownote M-Power is similar in that regard. We have our own environment that are all self-voicing applications, and there's no screen reader there as such at this point. I think that extensibility, the ability to run other applications, is one of the most requested features that we get, and there are a number of approaches that we're potentially taking. Many people who are on the Brownote list will know that a few months ago we asked for expressions of interest from software developers, and we've been talking with some of those who replied about what they would need in a software developer's kit in order to develop third-party applications. So we are working on that and taking a number of approaches. So watch this space, essentially. I know it's been a very long time coming, and we've justifiably received a bit of flack for that, but we are actually taking tangible steps in our R&D team to make that a reality now.
Great. All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to that as well. We have another caller. Hi there. From where are you calling, and who are you?
Hello, this is Timothy Appleby.
Hello, Timothy. Can you speak up just a little bit?
Sorry about that.
That's a bit better. Did you have a question for Jonathan?
I couldn't listen to your program because my computer crashed on me.
Oh, no.
So I don't know who the winner was.
Oh, dear. The winner is Pam Quinn from Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Yes, were you in the contest?
Yes, I was.
Oh, well, congratulations for being in the contest and for sticking with it. Did you get all the way through to the fourth week?
Yeah, I did. Why?
Well, I'm just curious to know. I want to congratulate you. That's
I did get all the way through, but now my computer crashed twice. Once last night and then again tonight. But it went to a blue screen.
Oh, dear.
An error screen.
Oh.
When Windows shuts down, and then on the bottom of the screen, somebody read to me, dumping all physical memory.
Oh, dear, that doesn't sound healthy to me.
No.
Well, I'm delighted that you were in the contest, and but Pam Quinn from Iowa is our lucky winner.
Mm-hmm. And I'm all the way from Canada. So
and you're all the way from Canada. That's right. Well, keep listening. You never know what other contests we might have here.
That's if I can listen, because my computer keeps on crashing. If it keeps on crashing, I'm going to have to reformat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that somebody maybe on Monday you can give them a call up there in Nova Scotia and somebody can.
Oh, I have already had somebody fix it for me. But it just.
Yeah.
I just did the same thing. So
yeah. Well, Well, why don't we take a listen into the chat room and see if any of the techie gurus in the chat room have a suggestion for you. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Timothy.
No problem. Well, I would mail a listener.
Oh,
anyway.
That's right. Well, here, let's go into the chat room and see if anybody has one suggestion quickly that Timothy might be able to try. It doesn't sound good to me. What do you think, guys?
Could be a heat issue. Check that the system temperature isn't too high.
Or possibly too many programs running at once?
No. I was running iVocalize, and that's it.
Well,
it just died on me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we'll be able to help you here tonight, but I'll be hoping that it gets fixed for you during the week.
Yes, it'll be.
All right. Thanks, Timothy.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You bye. Too. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. I could be Kim Komando. Oh, my gosh. Well, Dave, what do you think? We've done it. You've done it. Rachel's done it. I just get to be the avenue for it all to kind of come together. But how are you feeling right now, Mr. Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio?
I don't know. The things you do to my language, I did it. I did it. I didn't done it. actually, you know, Pam Quinn did it, and I'm really thrilled for her. So once again, congratulations, Pam. And I just wanted to again offer Pam's thanks and my thanks and that of the ACB Radio volunteers, Rachel and everybody else on the team, and of course the ACB Radio listeners to thank Humanware for all your support and being involved in this fantastic promotion. So thanks, Jonathan, and all you guys. And I appreciate Humanware has gone through a pretty tough time lately with the loss of Russell, and obviously I'm sure you've heard the tributes from people around the world on the show which Marlena did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and actually I have we have a database internally in Humanware where we're collecting tributes to Russell, and I've made sure that there's a link there so that Russell and Marion's family can see that and know that program went to air. So we do appreciate that. Yes, it's been a rough few weeks. So this giveaway is really great. And actually my colleagues back in New Zealand are having fun at the moment too, because they are moving today. They've just moved into the new Humanware International Headquarters, which is a purpose-built building. So they've got, you know, telephones that are doing interesting things and internet connections that go up and down and all those things that you come to associate with moving buildings. And sadly, just before he died, Russell actually took his plane up and took an aerial photo of the new building. I think it was something he was very proud of. It was just another step in the company's evolution. And we have that building, that picture on reception. And so it's a pretty proud moment for us. And we're just a little sad, of course, that Russell wasn't there to enjoy the fruits of all that hard work. So certainly it's been a rough few weeks, and giving this product away really perks up our spirits. It's a nice thing to have been able to do.
Well, that's great, and we have another caller. Before I bring in the caller, let me apologize to the listeners for the chat room level sort of going up and down. I am manually running the board. Everyone's level in the chat room is slightly different, and answering the phone and pushing the buttons, and sometimes I just need another hand. Hi there, who's this? You're with everybody who's in the chat room and me. Who are you?
Well, the last I knew, it was Frank.
Frank, you know what? I feel like my show is just coming undone, but it's a party. You know what I mean, man?
I'm waiting to hear the tip of the day. I mean, you want to be Kim Komando. I want to hear your tip of the day.
The tip of the day is figure out what you're doing at least a week before you do it.
Well, I'm going to a picnic a week from tomorrow, so that's already taken care of. I wanted to congratulate you for the great job that you and Jonathan did pulling off the drawing tonight. I tuned in about a minute and a half before it went off, and I really felt like I was a kid all over again when I, you know, win something on a radio station. It was really like, you know, it was really, really cool. You did a great job of it.
Well, it's my heart is just pounding because of the my crossed phone lines, and you know it isn't quite going the way I wanted it to go, but I think.
Well, you never would have known it by listening in on over the air, really.
You're very kind.
I don't have a technical question, but I had a call in to congratulate you and Jonathan. It's always nice to talk to Jonathan, an old friend. He's a great person, and he's participated in a little bit of technical history tonight.
Well, let's bring Jonathan into the conversation. Jonathan, say hello to Frank Casey from Albany.
Great to talk to you again, Frank. After all these years, nice to know you're still listening to ACB Radio. And thanks. Yeah, I feel really elated by it all. It's great to have given the voice note and power away, and nice to hear your voice again.
Great. Well, look, I know you got a lot of people want to talk to you, but keep up the good work, and you're doing a fantastic job. And really, if it wasn't for you, ACB Radio wouldn't be here. So keep up the good work, and the same goes to you, Kim. Excuse me, Marlena.
See, I need those sounds that Kim has, you know, all those applause, you know, and then I need...
How's that?
But then I need the boos. Boo!
No. We're not worthy!
Yeah!
Kathy says hi.
Well, you give Kathy my love as well, and I hope to talk to you very soon.
I will certainly be here to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926, the Kim Komando Marlena Show. No. I better stop doing that or she'll sue me. 866-666-7926. So, Jonathan, what else is going on with you? I know you're doing a lot of traveling and all that kind of stuff, but I know you play with technologies other than M-Powers, Braille Notes and PKs. What else has kind of got your interest these days, my friend?
Well, I've been kind of encouraged back into doing a little bit of broadcasting, actually, against sort of my better judgment. But once I start doing it, it gets in your blood. You know how it is. So last year, actually, in about September, I think, of last year, we started simulcasting my Mosin Explosion show as a podcast. And at the time, podcasting really hadn't taken off at all in the blind community. And I remember somebody sent a message to the email list that I run, the Exploders list, saying, you know, what's this podcast? Yeah, it sounds like something slightly illegal. But podcasting, thank goodness, really has taken off in the blind community. And so now I'm doing the podcast as well as the show that streams live on a Friday night. I'm enjoying that. And so I'm into a lot of the voice over IP technologies. I enjoy trying those. Skype is the main staple, as I think it is for many of us. It's an amazing program, and they've got 50 million user accounts now on Skype, and so it's reached that critical mass. It will be very difficult, not impossible, but very difficult for other providers to catch up. And there are all kinds of third-party applications that make it easier for broadcasters and podcasters like me to record audio and do things. So I'm doing that. What else are we doing technology? I should ask Julia. She's got a better memory for what we're doing technology-wise. I'm certainly into a lot of things such as, you know, OCR and reading technology, audio books, MP3, all that kind of stuff, really. So I'm a voracious reader, as you will know, Marlena, and I have a huge collection of news feeds using RSS technology. And so I quite often peruse the technology news and lap it up and consume it with a lot of interest. So yeah, very, very much enjoying it. And of course, always with a mind to saying, well, what does this technology mean for blind people? How can we get some of this onto the Braille note, all of that kind of stuff?
Oh, getting podcasts onto the Braille note. Oh, I could just see it now. A podcatcher. We could call it Keypod. Keypod. I think that would be just grand. Well, I want to talk a little bit about podcasting. And again, this is an open forum. If you want to talk technology, we can talk technology. If you want to just call up and say hello to Jonathan, a very familiar voice here on ACB Radio, you can do that too. Or if you want to call up and just, express your opinion on anything that is of interest to you. This is the time to do it. We will be here for about another hour or so, give or take. But podcasting really has taken off in the blind community. And I suspect that since the blind community is a microcosm of the community at large, that it is the same way within kind of the whole pod community. I have found that I've unsubscribed from a lot of my podcasts. You know, some of them were cool in the beginning because they were so unique, but after a while, they kind of lost their flair for me. Let's bring in a caller and see what this caller has to say. Hi there, who's this?
It is Stan Luttrell.
Stan, the man from Oregon.
Something like that, yes. We're getting zippers from cooler weather, so we're happy about that.
Well, yes, we are. We are. I don't know if you're hot like we were in Seattle, but Seattle people are not used to 90 degrees day
to day.
Well,
that's what we've been running. We've been in the mid-90s, and tomorrow we're supposed to just close out the day at about 79 degrees with maybe a chance of a sprinkle.
Well, we need rain up here, man.
I know. There have been a lot of wildfires.
I know. I mean, it's unbelievable. People think it rains in Seattle all the time. Huh.
No.
Hey, I was in Pendleton, Oregon. Now, that's nowhere near you, right?
That's just a little bit along the coast. You know, it's a little bit to the north. But
yeah. Yeah. I had to go to Boise, Idaho.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I go to all the cool places. Actually, Boise was a pretty cool place. Met some nice people. Met Brett Winchester there at the Commission for the Blind.
Oh yes,
a few other good folks. But I haven't met you yet.
No, you haven't. Maybe one of these days you will. The reason I said oh yes, and I recognize the name from various email lists.
Sure.
It's funny because you see the names, like, I know I've seen Pam Quinn's name before.
Well, isn't that great, though, that she won that?
I'm so happy to see her, you see someone win that.
Well.
Because I am looking forward to October time. My wallet isn't, but I am.
You're on the transplant list,
huh? Yes, there are people who have said that I should have a transplant, but that's another story.
We're not going to discuss that.
We're not going to go there.
Would you like to say hello to Mr. Jonathan?
I guess.
I know. It's, you know, you got to pay your dues
when you call here, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
All right, come on in, Jonathan, and give this guy a hard time. Rattle his cage.
He's a trailblazer. He's got to be. He's from Oregon. It's nice to hear you again, Stan. And, of course, Stan was the first call on the brand-new series of the Mosin Explosion Show that we started last Friday night. So Stan and I have spoken recently, and I'm following Stan's progress with interest because, of course, Stan has a radio background, and he's got the voice for it. We can all hear that. And he's getting into the DJ business. So I'm hoping you'll get that together, Stan, so that you can come and do a party for me.
You know, that would be nice. In fact, it would be an honor to do that.
Well, darn! Then I'll have you sit in on my show.
It would be an honor to do that as well. But we have some hurdles to run through. One of the neat things I did recently was a gig for a Corvette show. The antique Corvettes were.
Wow.
Out and about, and going back to the 1950s. I think the first Corvette was made in 1954. And so it was neat watching some of those people, and I got a chance to play some music from the 50s and 60s and 70s, which they wanted. And, of course, as luck would have it, and I was using, in this case, a couple of the mini-disc players, and have you ever potted down the wrong thing?
Oh, me? Oh, never.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I wouldn't know what that's like.
Yeah, of course you would. And of course, you'd get things like that happen. And, of course, if you're going to have a bad thing happen, it happens in sequences that we don't like.
Oh.
So
And then your hands shake and your palms get all sweaty.
Exactly.
Oh, I know, because it was happening here just moments ago.
Because, I mean, it's just, and it seems like some days are just like that, where everything just goes wrong. But one of the big issues that I'm having to do is it takes a lot to, you know, bring the equipment in and set up and tear down. And so what I'm going to have to, I mean, I'm having to try to find people that want to make extra money so that they can help me out for, you know, like driving from gig to gig, because that's the worst. That's the worst problem you can have, because you have to, in a certain way, depend on other people.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem, but hopefully we can get things together before I pull my hair out.
Well, and we don't want you to pull your hair out, because I have heard a rumor that you don't have a lot to pull out.
No, actually, I have quite a head of hair.
Oh, where did I hear the rumor that you didn't?
Well, I don't know. The bald-faced lie.
Hey, let's go into the chat room, and let's put Dave Williams on the spot.
Sure, I haven't talked to him.
I know. Let's. Hey, Dave. What? And then we'll have Jonathan pick it up as two long time broadcasters. These guys. What's one of your most panicky moments, other than tonight, in broadcasting, where, you know, something was supposed to work and it didn't work and there you are, and, you know, let's hear from Dave Williams. Reveal some of your past, Mr. Dave, and we'll just wait for Dave.
Oh, I don't know. there are so many every week. I'm sure. I remember last year, I do apologize, I had a bit of a sore throat, not helped by a bee sting in the mouth. So pretty painful to talk, but I will persevere. I think on one of the days last year, we went to the World Blind Union, probably the biggest live event that ACB Radio has ever covered. And we streamed for consecutive days, and, you know, here we were trying to build relations between ACB and WBU. There weren't any delegates there from ACB directly, and, you know, it was just Mr. Shang and I, who I'd never met before, and there we were at 7 o'clock in the morning, crawling around under a table, and we could, for love nor money, not find the feed for the internet. We had the audio, we had the computers, and it just seemed to be not happening at all. And we built this thing up, and we planned this, and we invested some of our own money, and we'd got some sponsorship from Humanware, who were very supportive, and we thought we're going to let everybody down, and it was a very stressful few moments. But we found that cable eventually and plugged it in, and eventually it worked.
Wow! Can you imagine that, Stan?
I don't want to. Thank you.
No. that makes what went on here tonight look like small stuff. How about you, Mr. Mosen? what kind of stands out in your mind as being one of the, oh, my gosh, at the 11th hour?
Well, I think probably, I'm thinking back to my terrestrial broadcasting career in New Zealand and then to ACB Radio. I think I would have to pick an ACB Radio story. I think one of the hairiest things was I think it was the 2001 convention, the one that we had in Iowa. And I got there early. I actually left a board meeting, as I recall, early to get there, and it wasn't until the Sunday that we were actually allowed into the ballroom. And this was slightly perplexing to me, because I got there on the Friday. We got interactive set up okay. But then on the Sunday, finally, we got into the ballroom, and we had the people there from the... They all have these crews, and some are better than others. And it might not have been Iowa, you know. But anyway, because I wouldn't want to put someone in... It was one of these conventions. It was either 01 or 02. And anyway, they had this router there, and... it was all connected up, and we got the cables organized, and I'd done as much testing as I could in terms of actually getting a feed from the board. Jay Dardner and Mike Duke and I always used to work very well together, and it was all working fine. But the internet connection was the stumbling block, trying to get that to go. And so the guys brought in the router, and we connected it up, and it didn't go at all. We're getting no internet access, and people were scrambling around and playing with patch bays and swapping out the router in case it was that, and nobody could quite work out what it was, and the clock was ticking by, and it was like we were supposed to be going on there at 7, and it was 20 minutes before 7, and there was no internet, and I hadn't had an opportunity to test it. There was just no internet, and I was breaking out into a sweat. And they'd gone all the way over to the other side of the complex. They'd taken the router away from ACB Radio Interactive. I think they finished a little early because we just had to get the general session on. Still nothing was happening. And finally, at about 10 to 7, we got internet access. I was able to do a quick test and verify that it was working. And at 7 o'clock, we went to air, and no one was any the wiser that there had ever been a problem. But my God, that was tight.
Yeah. Yeah. So see, Stan?
That would be a horrible thing to have to deal with. Of course, and anyone who's been in, as he says, terrestrial radio has had some fun experiences like that. Sometimes some of the people we work with were pains, but we had a general manager, well, we won't talk about. But I got to tell you one strange story, though.
Yeah.
What they would do oftentimes is they would send me the proverbial check in the mail. And I was going to go into the station and co-host an oldies program, which I said, fine, this would be wonderful. Well, the check was there, and they said, well, since you're going to be here anyway, why don't you take the stamp off the envelope so we could reuse it? And I said, I do not think so. The gentleman had something like $8 million in the bank at that time, which is far more than I have. And I said, plus the fact that if steaming off a stamp would be illegal, and I'm not going to end up in the Gray Bar Motel for them.
That's wild.
It was just one of the more interesting little tidbits.
That's wild.
From Jonathan's territory, Coco County, Contra Costa.
Ah, okay, all right.
And I worked for a station out there, and it was just an interesting experience. Well, you have a pleasant rest of the day.
Well, thank you, my friend, and I hope you'll call me again.
You know, I always try to keep in touch.
Well, there you go. I like that.
Well, have a pleasant evening.
All right, Stan, thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Jonathan, earlier today, you and I were having a bit of a conversation about podcasting, and I was sharing with you that I, in fact, have unsubscribed from a number of my podcasts. I'm listening to this one, though, that's very cool. It's called Poddictionary. And they give you a word every day. They're not always, you know, huge, complicated words like inexplicably. but they kind of give you the history of the word. It's out of Canada. Wonder what your take is on podcasting, particularly within the blind community. Kind of everybody's got a podcast, and it's kind of like, you know, when Live 365 used to be free, everybody had a stream. What do you think about it? Where do you think this podcasting is going? And we're going to bring this caller in. Can you hold on just one second, caller?
Yep.
All right, and who's this?
It's Kelly Superga.
All right. Well, Kelly, you may be interested in participating in this bit of discussion about podcasting. Let's bring Jonathan in. What do you think, Jonathan?
The first thing I should say is I think it's absolutely fantastic that blind people have embraced podcasting in the way that they have. One of the things that we tried to do in the early days of ACB Radio, and I believe ACB Radio is still trying to do, is to encourage blind people to get on the air and to create programming. And it's been very successful with respect to live DJ type programming over on Interactive, it's, as I'm sure Dave will attest, it's a much bigger battle to do that for mainstream, because talk content is more complicated to produce. You wouldn't necessarily think that's the case, but it is. You know, if you've got to think about what it is you're saying, you've got to think about your message. I think podcasting is a phenomenon that will have peaks and troughs. I guess I perceive that we're about at the end of the first wave of podcasting, which really is, wow, I've got to have a podcast. And so people then say, okay, I'm going to have a podcast, what shall I put in it? And I think that's probably the fatal mistake that many podcasters are making. I think the first thing to say is, I have a message to convey, or an interest to share, or I want to share my life, whatever it is, and then determine that podcasting might be the best medium to do that. To start with the media and then sort of try and fashion something to suit the media, I think is probably one of the issues. Then I think there are various genres of podcasting, and I'm certainly not one of those people who thinks that any particular genre is right or wrong. There is one genre where podcasts are kind of life reflections, audio blogs, really, where people are just saying whatever comes into their head, and even more still, just recording whatever happens in their life. And you have people who are walking to work and just leaving the recorder going and talking and recording whatever happens or doesn't happen. And that's fine. Some people are really interested in that. It's not a kind of podcast that I would personally subscribe to, just because I don't have a lot of free time to listen to these things. But nevertheless, that's the beauty of the medium, that you have the freedom to do whatever kind of genre that you want. But I think that what we're seeing now is the second wave, and that comprises of a number of things. The first is that the corporates are catching on to this technology, and I guess that's been fueled by the adoption of podcasting in services such as iTunes, which is extremely big in the sighted community. So in this first wave that I talk about that I think is ending, really podcasters were in the main early adopters who were talking to one another. The chances were that if you were an early adopter of podcasts, you were listening to a lot of podcasts, but you had a podcast too. So it was kind of this clique, this inner club. Now what's happening with iTunes coming on board and other services adopting podcasts and really taking it mainstream is that mainstream broadcasters in turn are jumping on. So I listen to a lot of podcasts from the BBC, from MSNBC, NPR has some out there, that kind of stuff. And I do subscribe to a few podcasts done by people who are not broadcasters for a living or don't have a broadcasting background, because the subject matter interests me. And when the subject matter interests me, I don't really care if it's recorded on a really, you know, cruddy little device with a built-in microphone and in an echoey room. I'm not saying that everything has to be slick and with lots of background music and well-produced necessarily, but I do think that, you know, the podcasters who are going to survive are the podcasters with something interesting to say, something that listeners want to actually hear, something that enriches their lives. The reality radio type genre is effective, but it can only be done if it's done very, very well and if someone has a life that's actually interesting enough. So I think podcasting will settle down. It's starting to bed down now. As you say, more and more people are unsubscribing from that original wave of podcasts now, and that is going to force podcasters to become more listener-centric, in my opinion. You know, what do I need to do to keep these people, to increase the listener? If people just want to do it for themselves, for their own amusement, and for the amusement of a few friends, that's perfectly fine. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be that way. But, you know, if people are serious about gaining listeners, that's what I think will happen. People are going to have to become a lot more analytical about how they do their stuff. There's been some talk on Jeff Bishop's excellent Blindcast list about you know, certain high-profile podcasters kind of just dropping everything and taking personal phone calls in the middle of a podcast. I mean, most listeners don't want that. It's inconsiderate to listeners. It's like, for example, if someone comes into my office at work, and the phone rings, I value their time too much to just say, hang on, the phone's going, I'm going to stop talking to you and talk to them. I think that's rude. And equally, I think it's rude if somebody stops. This is not putting a call to air. This is answering the telephone. You can't hear the other end of the conversation, and you're sort of left in limbo. And I think that sort of idiocy will backfire on podcasters, and people are just going to have to be much more listener-centric. So it's a bit of a rant, Marlena, but I think your experiences with podcasts mirror mine, that we're now becoming much more selective because there is a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of rubbish too, but there's a lot of good stuff, and because there is a lot of good stuff, we're more willing to discard what might leave a bit to be desired.
Absolutely, and I suspect that I know or can guess at least one of the high-profile podcasters who does that. And in fact, I've unsubscribed from a very high-profile podcaster because, you know, I'm just I heard all that kind of language when I was a hippie in the 70s, you know. I'm glad that it's out there, but I don't need to go back to that. Let's bring in my good friend, Mr. Kelly Saperja. Speaking of calls, you've been extremely patient, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. I was listening to when Pam Quinn won the Voice Note Empower there, and I would like to congratulate Pam there on winning that.
Oh, wasn't that great?
Oh, yeah.
You could tell how excited she was.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you listen to many podcasts?
Well, I've sort of started, actually, ever since I've been able to use a laptop computer at work. We have a high-speed wireless network, and it is great, you know, listening to this, to all these podcasts and things. Like, I'm on about maybe, I don't know, three or four or something. I'm on Jeff Bishop's excellent Desert Sky.
Oh, isn't that a great podcast?
Yeah, and I'm actually, unfortunately, my laptop died recently, so I'm getting a new one. But when I do get my new one, I've got a few others in mind that I'm going to be signing up for.
I enjoy many of Larry Skutkan's more, you know, technical podcasts, and he has given me permission to use any of his podcasts here on my program. So,
I tried to subscribe to it, and it wouldn't let me. Well, I think it did, but when I went to the homepage, it's not linked. I don't believe it's linked on the APH website, but I did find their address, and when I went to it, it said something like, sorry, but we're currently down for a few hours or something, but it was like a few days after that announcement had been written, so I wasn't sure if they were back up or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so behind in my podcast that I'm not sure if they're back up yet or not, but keep...
You know, the one person I wish... There's one person out there that I wish would put a podcast of her show up.
And that is?
Kim Komando.
Now, wouldn't that be something? But wait, I am Kim Komando. No, no. Oh, I'm getting all confused.
I love Kim Komando.
Isn't she, you know, funny?
We used to get her program out here. We've got two news talk stations, one in Regina and one in Saskatoon, CJME and CKOM, respectively. And then for some reason, and like they were changing the times of the program and everything, and then they just got rid of it.
Wow, the digital goddess went bye-bye, huh?
Yes, at least out here, and I was very angry.
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to. Now, I do get podcasts, Leo Laporte. Are you familiar with Leo Laporte? I remember listening to Leo before I ever had a computer. Back in
I'm not really familiar with him. I've heard the name, but
he used to do a program and people, you'll have to help me out with someone named John. I don't remember John's last name, and they were live every Sunday afternoon back in the 80s. And I lived in Washington, D.C. back then, and I used to sit and listen in the early 80s, like 80, 81, thereabouts, and 82, and think, oh, my gosh, You must have to be really smart to have a computer. And they'd talk about DOS, and they'd, oh, and I thought it was just all just something I'd never achieve. So, and now look, here we are. Yeah. I'm holding down buttons and doing things manually because it won't automate. But hey, what can you say? Well, yeah. Thanks so much for calling in, my friend.
You're welcome, and also I'd like to say good evening to everyone on the chat room there, including Jonathan, Dave, and Rachel, and all those.
All right, all those great. People there. Great. Well, we'll turn to the chat room, and I'm sure somebody will wish you a pleasant good evening as well. You take care.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
866-666-7926. Let's pop over to the chat room and see if we've got a crowded room tonight. Is anybody pouring the beverages here? What's going on with this party? I tell you. Let's go on over to the chat room and see if anybody wants to toss something in.
I'm ashamed to say I'm actually drinking milk, but... that's another story altogether. I just wanted to remind people, Marlena, that, of course, they can listen to this program as a podcast by visiting the ACB Radio website, click on the mainstream link, and then click replay. And then from the replay page, you can get the last week's worth of programs, or you can subscribe to any of our podcast feeds. And if you subscribe to the Monday feed, then you'll get the Marlena program delivered to you each and every week if you're not able to catch it live.
Hey, that sounds like a deal.
Yeah, Marlena, to answer your question about who Leo was working with, might it possibly be John C. Dvorak? I don't remember him working with anybody in the 80s, but I do know both of them from their time at Tech TV, when it was Tech TV, from their shows The Screensavers and Call for Help, which I'm very happy to say Call for Help is coming back to G4 Tech TV now, and I always like the websites that they present on that. So, Kelly, I'm surprised you're not familiar with Leo Laporte, because the show's been done in Canada for the last several months, but I've heard his podcast, and I agree with you that it's pretty good.
I think that Kelly should do a podcast. Kelly, this is Shannon, and you've got one of the best voices on ACB Radio Interactive, and I think that Kelly should do a podcast. And Dave, I want to thank you for pointing that out about the podcast, because I always miss Marlena's show, because that's kind of evening time and family time and all that. And tonight we have a wildly ecstatic sixth grader. Well, she's going to be a sixth grader tomorrow, who's driving me mad. I can't wait for her to go to bed because she's ready for school. And I also wanted to ask Jonathan, I'm going to get this all in here at once because I know other people want to talk, but I wanted to ask Jonathan where you go to get the MSNBC, BBC podcasts, and how are they divided up? Because I totally agree with you. I used to subscribe to several of them, and I think I've only got three now. I have Marlena's, because Marlena's awesome, and then I have Books to Go. Oh no, I have four, because then I've got one that where people read stories and you download them. I want to put them on my Bookport, and I think I'm on Larry's, but I want to find some more newsier type podcasts. So where do you go to get those? And Kelly, do a podcast, please.
And we'll let Jonathan answer that in just a moment, but we have a very patient caller. Hello there, caller.
Hello there, Marlena.
And with whom am I speaking?
Oh, I don't believe that. This is Jeff. How are you doing?
Well, of course, I know you, goof.
Oh, okay. I thought, maybe you were losing it really tonight.
Well, you know, I am losing it. Oh, my gosh. Wait till I tell you after the show. got everything open but the toolbox, as Gary would say.
Well, that's whatever makes it work, you know.
So you are the the king of the blindcasting world.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're the one that I'll never forget the day. This Jeff Bishop guy, he is such a troublemaker. He didn't even have his own podcast up. And it was a mission in a morning to get me up with a podcast. And I'm like, well, Jeff, but you're not doing it. Oh, yeah, but I'm going to. Now, come on. Now we're going to do this. And what are we going to call it? Where are we? Oh, my gosh. Do you remember that Sunday morning?
Yeah, it was fun. You got the domain, and we were working all throughout the night, about 1 in the morning.
I know it.
It was fun. It was a good time. And then I was at work, remember, and called you from work and told you you were mentioned on
Adam's program.
On Adam's program, and you about bursted my eardrum.
I thought I would die.
Pretty funny.
Oh my goodness. Let me bring Jonathan in so that he can answer Shannon. Boy, this is really cool. And then we're gonna come to you.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Sure.
All right. Come on in, Jonathan, and give Shannon everything she ever wanted to know here.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint. Shannon, I need to go into my iPodder and take a look at the URLs. I'm subscribed to the NBC Nightly News, which is really cool because it's commercial-free, and you get about 18 minutes of news by the time all the commercials are taken out, and that's good. I also have Meet the Press, which I really enjoy, and White House Beat and a few other things. They've got a lot of good podcasts there. The BBC you can get from our own correspondent, which is a really excellent international affairs program. They do one on music. It doesn't actually have music in it. They do the Today, on Radio 4, they have a program called Today in the Morning, and they do the interview every morning, the main interview from there. You might find that interesting because British politicians are required to front up on morning radio every morning much more kind of frequently than here, which is one of the things about living here that surprised me. If you go to bbc.co.uk/radio, and do a search from there on podcast, you should find them. And I will post, because I know that you monitor my blog, so I will post on mosinexplosion.com the URLs for the BBC and MSNBC podcast that I subscribe to, so you can then just add them to your iPodder.
Jonathan?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Jonathan, if you just go to NBCnews.com and ABCnews.com, and from the top of the page, search for the word podcast. You will be inundated with all kinds of podcast feeds.
Wow, that's cool.
There are tons of them, including Nightline, and, I mean, everything is out there that's available. And it's really great, actually. They're both doing it, ABC and NBC. So that way you can, you know, get a bunch of them and add them to, you know, whatever you want to listen to as far as iPodder goes.
Yeah, and then we can all start hoping for a key pod on our M-Powers.
That's right.
Jonathan is going to smack me. So what's on your mind tonight, Mr. Guru of all things blind casting?
Oh, I was just going to call and say that Larry's podcast is back.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to listen to that, he's got his website back up and going. So if you go back there, you'll be able to subscribe again. The problem is he moved his feed to a new server so that he doesn't keep bringing down the APH web servers.
So do we have to change it in our podcatchers?
No.
Good.
It's doing an auto-redirect. But if you look at the source of the feed itself, it's actually on ourmedia.org, which is another website, which is allowing you to store your media content there and actually allow people to retrieve it from their servers.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. I have to tell you, you know, I followed the instructions that you gave on the Desert Skies for making your podcasts iTunes searchable.
Yeah.
And they were great. And 2 weeks ago, my stepdaughter and her husband, and we haven't seen them for quite some time, were over to dinner. And well, one thing led to the next and the next. And they're into race cars, and they race like, you know, amateur racing. And so they want me to come and get in one of these here cars and go round and round. And of course, my
that
first,
would be cool.
Well, that's what I said. I said, it's what I said.
Yeah,
and,
that'd be great.
And they said, oh, your Las Vegas podcasts were great. And I said, what? How did you know? And they said, we found you on iTunes. So there you go. Thanks to you.
We're all over the place. I've gotten, since iTunes has launched, my numbers have really jumped, and I've also gotten a lot of really neat email from people, asking lots of really interesting questions, both from the mainstream, just general users, as well as developers. So it's really great, actually.
Well, Jeff, I think that you are doing such a tremendous job in this community and for this community of people who are blind. And you're just always there. I know when I run into a problem, the first thing, God, I got a hold of Jeff. Where's Jeff? Oh, my gosh, it's not working. Where's Jeff? And your blind casting list, how's the compilation coming along?
Oh, we're getting very close, actually. We're putting the last minute touches on the OPML file that's going to go up, and what Marlena is referring to is we're putting together a pretty conclusive directory for blindcast.com, which will go up, and that's where we're going to try to point everybody to update all of their podcasts. For those of you who are blind that are doing podcasts, we're going to try to house that there, and I actually have emails into the iPodder.org team and trying to get a branch or node added, to their service. So we'll see what happens. At least we have someone now to kind of work with us on it. So.
Oh, and I'm just delighted and honored that blindcast.com is going to be the home.
There you go.
Since that's where, that's my little corner of the world. And it's blindcast.com has been kind of quietly sitting by, just waiting, with its welcome mat out. Holy moly, it is pouring rain. I've never...
And you wished for rain earlier.
Well, I did. I did. It, Jonathan, if I wish for Keypod like I wish for rain, well, will I get that?
Let's ask Jonathan if that's coming.
All right. Should we put him on the spot?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Put him on the spot. Let's
all right,
him.
Jonathan. Let's say it together, Jeff.
We want
Keypod. On to you, Jonathan.
Yes, well, I'm washing my hair at the moment, and actually, we do have RSS functionality on the roadmap, and so if we have an MP3 player already, so it won't be at all a stretch to encompass podcasting in that RSS project. However, it's not going to be in the next release, and I can't give you any firm commitments to when, but absolutely, it makes a lot of sense. In the meantime, however, don't forget that obviously the Brownout Empower is active sync aware, and it really is quite a snap to come in the morning and copy your podcast across, because I do this all the time when I'm going on a plane and I take a good few hours of podcasts with me. But yep, we will eventually make the whole process self-contained.
Well, I've just been poking around on the NBC and ABC sites, and they're extremely cluttered. So any postings that Jonathan or Jeff can give to make this easier for me, of course, I'm trying to look and listening at the same time, but any posting that you guys can make or anywhere to start, because the search buttons are all web and that kind of thing. So any post you can do would help, and because I think that would be something that I would really like, is to get these little, these little tidbits that, from the networks or from BBC or whatever. Now that would be fun, because that I would really like.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Shannon, on the next episode of the Desert Skies podcast, we'll cover that topic, and we'll include for you a downloadable OPML file. And I'll get with Jonathan. I'm not sure on the BBC side, so I'll work with Jonathan on that. We'll come up with a conclusive OPML file for news content. I know quite a bit of where I can get the American stuff, but not so much the BBC. So, Jonathan, I'll work with you on that if you don't mind, and we'll come up with a conclusive OPML file you can then download and import directly into iPodder. Is that all right?
Well, there you go. Jonathan, are you up for that partnership?
Before he answers, I'm sorry. That would all be wonderful, Jeff. I'd really appreciate it. And I'm kind of a simpleton as far as podcasts. As I say, I only listen to three, and one of them, well, the main reason I got started was because I heard Marlena was doing one. So any explanation of the OPML and stuff would be great, just because if you go about this as someone who is a beginning user and who wants it for the news and that kind of thing, it would be wonderful. Thanks.
I'm absolutely delighted. In fact, Jeff and I are cooperating. He and I are talking technology every week on the Mosin Explosion Show. Shannon, I've just been to the NBCnews.com site. If I remember correctly, I think you used yours. What you do is when NBCnews.com comes up, do a control F for find and type in the word podcast and press enter, and you'll actually find a link on the page that says podcasts. When you press enter on that link and then get past all the navigation links at the top, there's a list of podcasts with a URL for each feed. Just tab to the link that you're interested in subscribing to, right-click on it, and then press the letter T to copy the URL to the clipboard, and then paste that URL into the new feed link, new feed dialog of iPodder. But that said, I'll gather up what I have and work with Jeff, and we'll make the whole process as easy as we can.
Shannon,
awesome. Thanks again for that. That gives me at least a place to start. And I'm going to leave because I've got to chase my little exuberant sixth grader to bed. You can probably hear her talking in the background. But it was a great show. Congratulations to Pam, and congratulations to Humanware. And the Empower is awesome. And I'll wait for Keypod.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Shannon, before you leave, on Wednesday we'll put up the new show over at jeffbishop.net. So keep an eye on that website as well as Jonathan's, and we'll have a conclusive list for you with very detailed instructions on how to get that imported into iPodder so that you can get at those podcasts directly.
And also, Shannon, before you go, I didn't get a chance to tell you how delighted I was to see that you won the Voice Note Empower at the ACV convention. I know you were sobbing, and so was I. I was sitting at the table, and I was so delighted for you.
It was touching, really was.
Oh, my gosh. It was, I just, you know, Shannon Reese is one of the people in the world who just quietly is always there, and she's always dependable, and she's always positive, and always has an idea to try to resolve an issue, and she's just, see, I can talk about her because she can't interrupt me, ha ha, but she's just a wonderful person, and so I'm just delighted that you won the voice note, and get good use of it. That's all I ask, is use it daily. Well, Mr. Bishop, anything else on your mind?
No, I'm going to let you go so we can get other people on, and everyone have a great week, and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I know you've done some of this, but I'm going to throw out an additional suggestion, and that is to consider really going back to square A with what is RSS, what is, you know, OPML, what is blah 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 blah. I really think that so many more people would benefit from the RSS news readers and the podcasts if there was a series that we could listen to and learn about kind of grow with, kind of a tutorial type thing. Any plans for that?
We could definitely put that together. There's a project that's going on right now that I can't speak too publicly about, that sort of speaks to that. But we can sort of start doing that in an audio form.
Yeah.
And then we'll have more to talk about that later, actually.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
You have a good night, sir.
Take care, everybody.
All right. Take care.
Goodbye, Jonathan.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. We will be here for another 15 minutes or so, give or take. What do you think about that, you guys in the chat room? What, you know, I think that the whole podcasting thing, anything audio is of interest, I think, to most people in our community. But this whole, I mean, I will tell you, the truth. Here's Marlena Commando's honest confession. I don't do the RSS scene yet. because I'm not quite sure what to do with it. We have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hi there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
This is Lisa Hall from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi there, Lisa. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing just fine. I just wanted to kind of let everybody know that I successfully completed the last summer course of the Braille Transcription Program.
Congratulations.
Pictographics, and I created a CD for my instructor that I downloaded 1,700 images
off
the web.
Wow.
Of geography and anatomy images that can be used for transcribers to get at to create pictographics.
Wow. Now, so you've got these images, and, mm-hmm. and let's say I'm a transcriber. How would I use it?
Well, the sighted transcriber, would be the one that would actually access it, and they would look at the images, and they will customize the graphics in such a way that it can be reproduced into Braille, you know, by putting labels on it where it needs to be labeled.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't have a text label on it. And they would put line boundaries where it needs to be done and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Before it can be printed.
Uh-huh.
And that would usually how that works. You know,
so,
they would put the proper keys and what have you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you've made a compilation of all of these images.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Is that one of the things
I managed to get accomplished, and I'm pretty proud with it because I made an A in that particular course.
Is that available online?
No, unfortunately. The images I've downloaded came from map101.com
mm-hmm.
and another website, and I can't remember the URL for it, that has the anatomy images.
Mm-hmm.
And these are actual images that were either in PDF format or JPEG or TIF. These are actual images that a lot of the instructors use whenever they use it for their presentation.
And how did you choose the images? How did you know what they were?
Well, I had my instructor that went up to the website to check on accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
And when I downloaded the images, they were exactly in the file name that I wanted it to be and not just a bunch of numbers.
Oh, that's
good. Didn't have any meaning.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that we were looking at in terms
mm-hmm.
of accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to point me to a couple of sites where I can go and get them.
Well, congratulations. I know you've been working so hard on this project, and I'm delighted. And thank you for sharing this news.
Yes, and I finished the contract with Northwest Vista College as an adaptive technology consultant,
mm-hmm.
and I'm awaiting a check from them based on the work that I performed, 240 hours that I've done,
mm-hmm.
worth of consulting and writing on my website and everything. So I'm waiting on that check so I can purchase my textbooks. I just started two computer courses in the fall. One is Fundamentals of Networking and another course on Business Computer Applications.
Well, that's great. Well, you
I'm still going to school as far as I can go until I get a permanent position.
Well, keep up the good work.
Sure. I don't know what's going to happen with the transcriber type position because I'm still trying to figure out how it could fit in.
Sure.
As a blind person, because not every function of the job can be done by a totally blind person.
Some exactly.
parts of it you have to delegate to other people.
Sure.
But I'm still, you know, figuring out stuff. I'm also trying to find ways to help blind students who are struggling to learn Braille in terms of teaching on a contract basis, as well as teaching about the technology. So I want to find a way to kind of bridge all of this together. And I'm hoping that Alamo Community College District will consider hiring an adaptive technology coordinator to be able to try to go through all four campuses of the district to resolve problems.
Boy, that would be fabulous.
Yeah.
And you sound like you'd be just the person to do it.
I really think so, and it's been a real challenge to analyze problems and figure out ways that we could do this and figure out ways how we can get at least a couple of staff members trained on the usage of technology. And, of course, it's going to require me to do some writing as far as writing up tutorials and that kind of thing, too.
Sure, sure. Well, keep us informed, and good luck.
I certainly will, and I hope everybody can visit my website. I'd be happy to give the URL.
Go ahead and give it. Yes.
And my website is http://home.satx.rr.com/Lisa Hall.
All right. All right. Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Thank you very much. And I hope to get many more visitors on my site to take a look at it. And I'm also building up a list of line podcasters on my site because I do have some of the links that I have put in there.
Well,
blind
great.
People that are doing podcasting.
Great. Good for you.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go on into the chat room, 866-666-7926. I would imagine that Mr. Mosen or one of his compatriots might have a word or two to say. We've got about another 10 more minutes to go. What you know, guys? Over into the chat room. Who wants the talking stick?
Oh, I'll have the talking stick. I just wanted to comment on RSS, Marlena. way back on a Mosen Explosion show some time ago, I did an audio piece describing what RSS is and demonstrating one particular service, and I actually think that you'd make good use of the service that I demonstrated because it's called NewsGator Online Services. And the nice thing about this service is that you can use it on a range of devices. I use it on my BrailleNote and BrailleNote PK, on my laptop, and even on my mobile phone. And so it means that I don't get the same news story twice across multiple devices, which is nice. In terms of how you use RSS, in the context of getting your daily dose of news, let's say, for example, that you check out the Washington Post website every morning, and then you might check out the New York Times, and then you go to CNN for a bit of audio and video, and maybe NPR because you've missed Morning Edition. You're going to all of these different websites. The nice thing about RSS is that, like a podcast, you subscribe to a feed, and the news is pushed to you whenever there's a new article. It's available in your RSS client. Now, that RSS client could be something that is like a Windows application that runs on your PC, or it could, like NewsGator Mobile, be an online service. And with NewsGator Mobile, you can get your news through a standard POP3 email server, which is great for the BrailleNote or working in Microsoft Outlook. You can get it in web form, any number of ways. And so RSS is great because it collects all of your news sources into one very handy, very accessible a piece of software or web page. And so if you traverse back through the archives of my blog, you can find the audio review that I think is about 45 minutes long that demonstrates RSS, how you subscribe to a news feed, and how you use NewsGator online services.
Well, I appreciate that because I very much want to get into this piece of the technology. And, you know, I've sat down and I've read bits and pieces here and there, been interrupted and never really quite had kind of what I wanted when I wanted it at my fingertips. I did download something called the Sharp Reader. I guess I wasn't particularly sharp because I couldn't, and I think I still have it, but it didn't seem to do what I thought it would or should do. So, I will definitely take you up on the invitation to traverse the archives and, see if I can educate myself a little, don't you know? You're quite the blogger, aren't you? I mean, everyone sort of in the community knows of your blog and reads your blog, and I read your blog, and I blog, but, you know, I kind of blog just sort of, I go through spurts with blogging, and what are some of the interesting blogs that perhaps you've looked at? I read yours and maybe two others, and that's about it. But I, you know, I feel like I'm in a vacuum. I feel like there's all this information out there, and I'm sort of a step and a half behind everybody else who's getting it all. And I don't know, what are you seeing out there that's of interest in the blogging world?
Well, you know, blogging's funny because I had no intention of doing a blog and thought, you know, who really cares? Who wants to read about what's happening with me? When I left ACB Radio, though, I kept my Exploders list going so that people who wanted to keep in touch could keep in touch. And people kept saying, you know, with all this traveling you're doing and stuff, you should set up a blog. And then I realized I actually had a blog a long time ago, because in 1995 I had this website called The Arena, long before blogs were thought of, and I used to put up papers I'd written in my job, or just little thoughts, or audio recordings and very funny sounding Real Audio 1.0 of interviews that I'd done on the radio and things like that. And I realized, well, that was a blog. So I got back into it, and I've been going through spurts as well. I went through a very quiet patch. The really nice side effect, if you like, of having a blog is I've had a very significant change in my personal circumstances, and rather than have to explain it individually to everybody, I just tell them to read my blog, so I only had to go through that painful process once. Blogging, again, has various genres, like podcasting. So my one is, I guess, a mixture of personal reflections and thoughts to kind of tutorials that I do sometimes, audio stuff, just conversations, sometimes audio demos, and sometimes I just link to news stories that interest me. And then, of course, you get the blogs, you know, the political blogs were fascinating during the election last year here in the US. And in fact, when you look at some of the major stories of the 2004 election campaign and what they're now calling Rathergate, or Rathergate, where the whole CBS News business with the allegations about President Bush and the draft dodging that didn't happen, you know, it was the bloggers that disproved that story. All the geeks out there started talking about type fonts and various things like that, and there was so much of a hullabaloo about that original story on blogs that the mass media had to pick it up. So I find the political blogs really interesting. You can get some fascinating corporate blogs too. You know, that Microsoft is blogging, Google is blogging. I religiously read the Skype blog to find out what they're up to next, because Skype plays such an important role in my business and personal life. Every day I'm on the phone to my children for, you know, at least half an hour a day. I'm reading them a bedtime story. I'm talking to them in the morning. So I read the Skype blog all the time. So I think blogs are fantastic. And you can put those, most of those, in an RSS reader as well, by the way, so that as soon as your favorite blog is updated, it comes to you rather than you having to go to keep checking it.
Ah, now see, that's what I need. That's definitely what I need. And having it just there, you know, the way the podcasts are just there. I know Dave does a little bit of blogging, although Dave's mouth is sore, so I don't want to put him too much on the spot. But anybody else in the chat room have experience with blogging or reading blogs? And kind of what are you reading for blogs? I just do want to make a really quick comment that on CNN now, they have a blogging report in the middle of the day. It's fascinating. Let's go to the chat room and see if anybody else wants to say anything else about the blogs they read or maybe even write.
I appreciate we've only got a couple of minutes left, Marlena. I had a couple of quick notes that I wanted to offer up. Publicradiofan.com has a directory of public radio podcasts, which includes those from the BBC and others. So Shannon and people interested in those may find that site useful. And yeah, I've been known to do a little bit of blogging or a little bit of podcasting during my vacation over the summer. I went around the world and had this idea that I would try and podcast some of it, which I did. So that was a lot of fun. So I'll let you wrap it up, and if I don't get a chance at the talking stick again, a big thanks to Jonathan and Humanware for making our Empower contest possible, and congratulations to Pam Quinn for her winning of the voice note Empower. Thanks, guys, and of course to you, Marlena, for making this evening possible, and to Rachel for all the hard work that she's done behind the scenes.
All right, and we are almost at the end. Wow, I just looked at the clock on my Braille note classic. you gotta love that Braille note. You just gotta love it. And yeah, let me start to wind it up. I first want to apologize to all of you for any of the sort of raggedy taggedy-ness of the program tonight. We made some changes. We didn't think they would have the astounding effects that they had, but happily we managed to have a plan B, and I very much want to thank Jonathan for coming on and spending some time here. We'll give him a quick second to wrap up, and thank you to my colleagues Dave and Rachel. Thanks to everyone in the chat room, Miss Shannon, and a huge congratulations to Pam Quinn. I think it's great. Jonathan, you got 30 seconds. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I know how that is. I just want to thank you, Marlena. It's always a pleasure to work with you. Nice to be back and catch up with some old friends on ACB Radio again. And if you want to visit my blog and say hi, do pop over to Mosen Explosion. That's Mosen Explosion.com. And I look forward to seeing you there. It's been a real pleasure. I hope we can do this again sometime. And congratulations to Pam.
Rachel, anything from you? Any last words?
I would also echo that. Congratulations to Pam, and thank you, Marlena. I've had a great time on the show tonight, and I'm doing a little traveling in my job nowadays, so I might be checking out some of those RSS and blogs, and I've done a little bit of blogging myself, mostly for my own purposes, but it's a lot of fun. It can be addicting sometimes, so thanks again.
All right. And thank you to each and every one of you who continues to listen to my program. I will not be here next week. However, I will find a wonderful repeat show, two shows actually, or 2 1-hour shows or 1 2-hour show. We'll have something good for you, and then join me again on September the 11th. Wow, September the 11th. All right, everybody, take good care. Pam Quinn from Iowa, you are the girl. Congratulations, and thanks, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's Marlaina, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.